We're going to skip down the bottom of page 49, that last point, number 7, because the rest of those we've already gone over. But number 7, one of the most vital aspects to perceiving the Lord's presence is appreciation. Intentionally sharing things you appreciate about the Lord or others leads to greater intimacy. Do you hear that one? If you want to have a better relationship with somebody and with the Lord, don't just feel appreciation, but express it. Express it. Oh, that was great. Appreciation, when it's expressed, releases oxytocin. And oxytocin prepares your brain for bonding and positive relational connections. Deliberately focusing your attention on thoughts of appreciation will produce positive emotions toward the person that you appreciate. It's extremely helpful to begin every God encounter session with appreciation. So if somebody's getting stuck or they're having a hard time connecting, or if you're talking to somebody and they're struggling, et cetera, if you and that person can express appreciation, oxytocin is released, which is one of the feel-good hormones. So I think it's critical that we all learn to stay in a position, a place of appreciation. And even in the difficult things, we're told twice in the New Testament to thank Yahweh in all things. I mean, that's a hard one when you're going through some tough stuff, but it's vital. And the last page here, I'm not going to go over these last two pages because they are repetitive, and again, you can certainly read them. Just kind of some general outline of facilitating a God encounter session. I want to read this word the Lord gave us here a number of months ago. He said, time is very short, and he emphasized the word very. Time is very short, therefore, don't waste one moment, one opportunity to express my love to both your enemies and your friends. This is who I am, and this is who you are. And then he went on to say, if you feel anxious or worried, your focus is on yourself, not on your Father in heaven. So I've taken that and went, okay, I'm feeling anxious here. That means I'm being self-focused. Then he went on to say, he said, if you're anxious, turn around and look to see where you left me. Instead of us getting left behind, he's getting left behind when we're anxious and worried. Kindness of the Lord leads to repentance. That means this isn't about you. It's about the Lord's kindness, and we're not the Savior. So time is very short. Therefore, don't waste one moment, one opportunity to express my love to both your enemies and your friends. This is who I am, and this is who you are. Make it so, Lord. In all of us. And okay, now, this next teaching is, I believe, probably the most important teaching of the 3 weeks, in my opinion. We're going to talk about gentle protector leadership. Everybody in this room is meant to be a leader. Whether you have a title or not, we all have that call to be an ambassador of Christ, which means we lead other people to him. And we model Christ to others. Colossians 3:1. It's not on your notes, but I want to read from the pure word. So it's going to sound a little different from yours. Colossians 3:1. If you then, being raised up together with Christ, you must, it's not an option, you must seek those things above, where Christ is sitting by the right side of Yahweh. So, in other words, if you've been born from above and raised up with Christ, then you must seek those things above, where Christ is sitting by the right side of Yahweh. So that is what a gentle protector does. It's how a gentle protector lives. They recognize they can't do anything apart from Yahweh, and they keep their focus on the Lord and what he says and does. Leaders influence people more by who they are than what they do. You can do XYZ, and inside of you, your heart be far from it. So people are looking at who you are way more than what you do. Now, what you do is going to expose who you are, right? Four habits of Christ-like leaders. A gentle protector is a Christ-like leader. Number one, they remain relational even during times of upset. Number two, a gentle protector leader acts like himself even when they're upset. They're able to return to joy pretty quickly, and they're able to endure suffering and hardship well. Now, we're going to look at those four now a little bit more. Number one, they remain relational. Most leaders are problem-focused. They tend to be fear-driven, afraid to fail. And they also tend to be results-oriented. Most leaders want to see results. As a result, they value and pursue results, solutions, and performance more than relationships. Because of that, they often feel isolated, overwhelmed, and driven. But gentle protector leaders have learned to keep relationships more important than the problems. They've learned how to operate out of a different brain system. And we will look at this brain system that gentle protectors are to live out of as we go through this teaching. 1 John 4:18 and 19. I'm going to read that in the pure word, just because, like I said, all of these other translations that we have, they're translations of translations of translations. They boom, boom, boom. The pure word, as far as I know, is the only translation that is directly translated from the original. So you get much more of the original intent of the word. 1 John 4:18 and 19 says this: there is no fear in God love. Like I told you, they distinguish between human love and God love in here. There is no fear in God love, but definitely perfect God love is casting fear outside, because fear is having torment, and fearing is not continuously being made perfect in God love. We are continuously loving him because he first loved us. I'm struck in this pure word how often the original language talks about continuously being saved, continuously God love, continuously forgiving. It's all through the word how clear it is that it's not a once and done you surrender your life to the Lord, and it's not over, it's just beginning. Begins this continuous living out of Christ's life and love. Gentle, number two, always act like your true self. Gentle protector leadership always acts like their true self. Gentle protector leaders are anchored in Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. They live out of their core identity, which enables them to act like themselves even during trouble and upset. And Colossians 3:3 says, "For you died, and your life has been hidden with Christ in God." Number three, able to return quickly to joy. The gentle protector's ability to return to joy from negative emotions such as shame, anger, fear, and despair, etc., is probably the single most important factor in a leader being able to motivate those on his or her team. So in other words, if you desire to be a gentle protector leader and you're involved in a team, then it's going to be critical that you're able to feel anger, shame, fear, despair, and overcome it in seconds so that you don't pass that on to your team, so that you don't respond to your team in anger or frustration or shame or guilt. John 17:13 says, "But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world so that they may have my joy made full in themselves." This is Yeshua speaking. Number four, they're able to endure suffering and hardship well. Leaders who are able to suffer well are rare. Most of us will do, there's a typo there, the word will is missing. Most of us will do anything to avoid suffering. Gentle protector leaders have learned that there's value in suffering well, and they are able to be thankful. 2 Timothy 2:3 says, "Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ." Let me read it in the pure word. It says, "Therefore, you must suffer evil as a God work soldier of Yeshua." Now, most of us rebel at the thought that we're being told we have to suffer evil. But there it is. Gentle protectors are people who've surrendered their lives so that Christ can live his life through them. Predatory oriented people view their life as being at the top of the food chain. They desire to be the top dog. They will manipulate, blame, attack, control, etc. Anything. They'll do anything to not lose their position. Possum-like behavior people will manipulate, hide, retreat to keep themselves safe. They are very self-protective. All right, two systems in the brain. Here, now we're going to get into some specific brain language and analogies. You have two, yeah, Brian.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yep, Al is on his way with the baby and the mic.
Oh. Quick question on feeling the emotions and what you were just talking about. How to get caught up, not caught up, that's not the right word, but to step into how they're feeling, to step into how their emotions in what they're doing. I'm just trying to find a place to separate that from that getting on you. I guess is what I'm trying to say. You know, because you want to tune, you want to be part of that, you want to get of their emotions, I believe. But I'm just trying to find out, okay, I just not to let that, though, get on you, but be in that place for them to help me understand or help us understand more of where they're at and how to facilitate from that place right there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. That's part of attunement. A part of attuning is to join that person in their emotions. Now, that doesn't mean that you... That doesn't mean that you take them on,
right.
But you correctly understand, oh, right. She's really hurting right now. Tammy's like hurting. And so you're going to respond with compassion.
Yes.
Now, the truth is that your brain will mirror what somebody else's emotions are if you aren't mature and able to recognize it. We've all probably experienced it. You're with somebody who's angry, and they're just venting or whatever, and if you're not careful, before you know it, you start feeling anger, and sometimes it's toward the person that's venting. You know, would they just shut up? They're ruling the whole dinner, lunch here, or what, you know. But so that's the difference in a gentle protector leader. They recognize that dynamic and refuse to let their emotions run their life. Your soul was never meant to be the driving factor of your life, your mind, will, or emotions, but your spirit. So,
yeah, because I get caught up in that. I mean,
yeah,
not to the point where I would take it on or carry it, for heaven's no, right? I
mean, right.
But it's
it's easy to get caught up in somebody else's emotions, especially if you care about them. And to even, we have to be careful not to validate in a sense. Now, that's not to, you don't ever want to negate somebody's reality of emotions. But certainly, I know people that their emotions are their God with a little G. I'm thinking about a particular person right now, and because of that, they can't hear anything outside of that. And you know, that is not Christ-like. But they've used it to protect themselves. This person very much is just protecting herself from other people. Yeah, so, and we'll look specifically at gentle protector leaders. That's what we're going to be focusing on for a few days, actually. I'm not going to get in a hurry. This is a big deal.
Thank you.
And so, so where are we? Number two? Number three? Where are we? Oh, sorry. I didn't turn my page. Okay. The slow track system and the fast track system in your brain. Our fast track master system doesn't listen to words that are spoken, because words move too slowly for this part of your brain. Words are for the slow track system, management system. The fast track system observes what people are doing. That's why we become aware of people and what they're doing before we start thinking about them. Awareness is a fast track activity. So let's look up here at this chart, and we're going to read the description is. Slow track system is a management system. It's designed to be in charge, to administrate, and to supervise. It is a slow brain processor. It runs at conscious speed, uses conscious thought, which is slower than the fast track master system. It's left brain dominant. It follows the master system and manages strategy, solves problems, plans long term, optimizes results, makes them the best they can be. It will, this slow track system will look at a plan and go, we can make that a little better, and your brain will just revamp it. Its main job is to monitor results and provide explanations and solutions to our problems. Most leaders tend to operate primarily out of their slow track system of management. Fast track system. This is the master system. It's a fast brain processor. It operates beyond conscious speed. It operates faster than your conscious brain can keep up with. Your conscious brain isn't even aware that the fast track system is operating. It's running behind the scenes. It's right brain dominant. Its primary job is relational reality. It's answering the question, who am I in the world? That must be answered before you can think about other things. So the fast track system is all about your identity, your true identity. It means individual and group identities. So it's going to tell you who you are, and it's going to tell you who you are in the group that you're part of. It supplies motivation for individual and groups. It optimizes engagement. This is your identity center. It controls how we regulate our emotions, how we remember who we are, who our people are, and how we are to act if we're to remain true to be the person Yahweh made us to be. Remember, this thing's operating behind the scenes. You don't even know it's working. But it's constantly working to make sure you remain true to who you are, your identity, and that you remain true to the group that you're part of, to that identity. Because you want to know what your group identity is to make sure you're a good fit, right? Because it's not good, it's not Yahweh good, for you to be part of a group identity that you're, it might be a group of goats, but you're a sheep, and you're not going to fit in there very well, and nobody will be happy. The goats won't be happy, the sheep, you the sheep won't be happy. Your master processing system, the fast track system, is running and operating the second you wake up. Again, there's a chart. Your master processes are all about your identity, about motivation. Why are you doing what you're doing? About emotional control so that you aren't flying off the handle at somebody. It also grants you that ability to focus. It keeps you focused on relationships and your care for other people. It's part of your conscience, and keeps up with your values. The fast track system is given to you by Yahweh to keep you true to your true identity, and your true identity is a son or a daughter of Yahweh. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
For Aloha's revelation, here's another one, that Yahweh put this in us. He stacked the deck so that we would be able to represent him well and remain true to who he made us to be. They're both good. There's not. Now, you need both. And we're going to look at this, that the slow track system is meant to be under the master fast track system. And it operates that way unless you have traumatic memories that would stop you or behaviors that you've given yourself to. Yeah. Microphone now, please, sir. Now, we're going to go deep in this, so your answer, your questions are probably going to be answered, and as we go. Yeah, we're going to go deep. It's that important that we, not necessarily that you understand all the specifics, but certainly that you grasp the concept. You sure?
So I'm guessing if someone had traumatic events like really early on, like infant, baby, toddler, then that maybe breaks or alters that system a little bit, maybe?
It certainly impacts it. Yeah, and it's a developmental system. Both of these are. Mm-hmm. So you certainly, especially if it's significant trauma, get stuck at a certain age. That's what's actually happening. So where it doesn't mature and continue in its growth. All right, gentle protector leaders not only make sure these relational skills are operating well, that's that chart right there, your identity, your ability to focus, etc. They not only make sure that these relational skills are operating well in themselves, but they also make sure the people they lead are developing these fast-track skills. These skills are the core to a group's identity. So if you're part of a group, which I hope you are, because Yahweh made your brain to be in community, and it's been proven that a lonely brain is a sick, unhealthy brain. So you were designed to be with people and to interact with people. And so a leader is going to help develop this identity, this group identity, based on being true to your Christ-like character. And that means that leader is going to not only teach and especially model this, because I don't remember if I said this or not, but to become a gentle protector leader, you can't learn it from this notebook. You can't, this information I'm giving you, you have to model it after someone who's living it. You have to do life with them. They have to, your mirror neurons have to see a gentle protector leader and receive that image, and then that mirror neuron in your brain that was created by Yahweh will begin to transform you to become like what you see. And that's why Yeshua spent 3 years with his apostles, his disciples. He was transforming this fast-track system to be Christ-like by living with them, doing life with them. He modeled it for us. Pretty cool. He gave us the pattern. Your slow track system is wired to automatically follow your fast track system. That means if a leader gets the fast track relational skills right for himself or herself and for his or her team, the slow track management thinking will automatically follow the fast track. So we get leadership plus management. Both are important. But the problem is when our fast track system is shut down or limping along, then your slow track system steps up to the plate and you become a manager rather than a gentle protector who's about relationships. You will become performance-driven, motivated by what you can get accomplished in the day, and be frustrated when you go home that night because you didn't get all this done that you wanted to get done. Slow track. When your fast track shuts down or is compromised, then all you have left is your slow track management system, and it manages people. and treats them often like a means to an end. What they can do for you. Because a slow track system is not people oriented, it's purpose driven. And we've got that book out there, Purpose Driven Life. Sorry, wrong side of the brain. Not productive, not life giving.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added. And Solomon's prayer for wisdom, and God added all these things. It's just like, whoa, right? Let's get it right, and then he'll add all those.
Amen. Very good. You bet.
This is his plan. Remember that.
Yes.
So we don't want management to be priority. Right? We want leadership to be priority. We want to be a shepherd who will lead the sheep to green pastures, to still waters, to rest in the noonday sun. If you focus on building leadership, it will always improve management. Habits, both the fast and slow track system can form habits. To be a good leader, you need a diverse set of healthy habits, which includes fast leadership and slow management. You want both. It's not one or the other. Because you can flip over here and go, oh, I'm going to be a gentle protector leader, and make it all about people and let them be lazy and da-da-da-da and not manage well. That's not Yahweh's way either. Habits, this is the anatomy of your brain. Habits live in what they call the white matter of your brain. The white matter runs up to 200 times faster than gray matter. The slow track actually operates fast, even though it's called slow track, updating itself with a new state of information 5 times every second. Wow. And they call it slow track.
Yeah.
It's not as fast as the fast track. The fast track updates itself 6 times every second. And the fast track is the identity processor. That's the fast track. So 6 times every second, your brain's telling you who you are and what the group is that you're part of, and checking to make sure you are living true to that identity, both your personal identity and your group identity. And there's just a whole lot of, we've all seen it in the last 20 plus years about people wanting to know who they are, you know, this pursuit of who you are. And the truth is that information has to come from your father. The father in an earthly family gives those children their identity, and the wife their identity. And our heavenly father is meant to give us our identity. And 6 times a second, your brain's operating back here, you're not aware of it, to find out, to check, to make sure you are being true to being a daughter or a son of the king. And if you're not, your brain will alert you to that fact. And your slow track brain will get that message. And then the search begins. What's wrong? What's going on here? Right? So to keep from getting stuck, the brain forms habits that are predetermined responses to known situations. Habits take a month or more to grow because the brain wraps the habit nerves with white insulation, and that takes time. That's why it takes about 30 days or so to form a habit. They used to say 21, but now brain science is saying no, it's more like 30 or even more. And the reason it becomes a habit is because your brain wraps that nerve so that it becomes locked in or permanent, right? Once that matter, the white matter, is insulated with this white matter, that habit cluster will run up to 200 times faster than gray matter. This means that when things are tough, the one with the most good habits win.
Wow.
White matter. What's your?
That will engage conversation.
Yeah. What's your white matter quotient? Capacity. No. Habits start operating before our conscious thought engages. You don't even have to think about it if you have a habit formed in your brain. It's autopilot, and the computer automatically causes it to be. Those who build fast-track skills into habits operate with greater love, joy, peace, patience, and self-control. A well-trained fast-track system allows us to return to joy quickly. Now, those that build habits, let me qualify this statement. If you build a habit of smoking a cigarette when you get upset, that's not going to build greater love, joy, peace, right? But those who create life-giving habits based on who you really are as a son or daughter of Yahweh, then that fact is true, that you'll have greater love, joy, peace, patience, and self-control. It's called the fruit of the Spirit. When someone is difficult to lead, leaders often try to manage them instead of lead them. This means that they've resorted to slow-track management. Gentle protector leaders view difficulties as an opportunity to focus on relational skills before management skills. When both systems are running well, the leadership and management system, they work well together. That's how Yahweh intended, is for both of these systems to operate parallel with each other and at the same time. Now let's focus on the master fast track system. The prefrontal cortex is where this happens. Here's what it looks like briefly. Identity, what I do and what my people do under these conditions. Creativity, goal-directed behavior, correcting our incorrect interpretations of others, calms myself and others during times of stress, figuring out the least damaging solution, moment-by-moment updating of a situation, curiosity, personal preferences, what values reflect who I am, judging if an activity was satisfying. Did this get me where I wanted to go? Moral and social behavior, comparing how I'm doing over time, trust, knowing when to trust a face. That's the master fast track system. Predicting a negative outcome, how stressed I become, including the level of stress hormones in the body, and feeling appreciation. These activities all come from your fast-track prefrontal cortex. And these skills in the chart are all crucial to us becoming a gentle protector leader. Anytime your incoming reality fails to reach the prefrontal cortex, the skills in that list above shut down and leadership stops. Without the executive control of your prefrontal cortex, we turn to rules, problem solving, and avoiding pain. Your brain will forget all about your relationships. Your brain will forget about your true identity and the skills listed above. You can test if your fast track system is running by checking to see if you feel curious and do you feel appreciation. Now that's a big deal because, like I said, you can't tell your fast track is running or not because it can shut down. You can't tell it unless you ask yourself those two questions. Do I feel appreciation? And do I feel curious? And one of the things that you can get it back online with is by asking the question of yourself or that other person that you might be interacting with, by saying something or making a question of, could you help me understand what you're feeling or what you mean? Or can you help me understand? That is a fast track master system. What's that word? Activity. Function. So if you don't feel curious, why is Tammy so upset? And you say it like I just said it. I'm not really curious. I'm frustrated. Why in the world is she so upset with me? That's not curious. But if I go, oh, okay, wow, Tammy, I don't understand. Can you help me understand what you're feeling right now? I really care. That's a fast track master function. And the other one would be, wow, Tammy's amazing. I so appreciate her. Yeah, she just had a blip right there. She stumped her toe and said a curse word. But boy, I so appreciate Red X. So that's a fast track. Now, let me give you an example of a slow. Tammy just stumped her toe and, hey, Tammy, next time you do that, this is what I want you to say instead. That's management. I didn't take into account her feelings, the fact that she'd already broken that toe 3 times in the last year or whatever, right? I'm just managing her. And would you stop? Would you just stop, you know? Now, there are times when the master fast track processor will tell healthy for you to go, stop, stop, just stop, because somebody's out of control. And it's not good for the group, right? Because if you're a gentle protector leader, one of the main functions of a gentle protector leader is to make sure that group that they're part of is safe from predatory behavior people. And that's when you, as a gentle protector, must stand up and say, you either change and repent, that means change your mind, or you can't stay here because you will destroy a gentle protector identity by allowing a predator to remain. Now, the dilemma for that, it's not black and white, because if you have somebody, especially if you have a community like we have where we invite in people that have been broken and wounded and hurt, and many of them come with predatory skills, behavior. And we, as gentle protectors, have to watch the big picture. And if that person is not willing to humble themselves, first of all, and say, I did that. That was not Christ-like. That was not kind. I hurt, and own it. Boy, we can't help anybody if they're not willing to own it and be real. And so we have to hear the Lord. How long do we allow that person to remain in our community. And that's a tough one. And really difficult. So we don't generally, on the first time somebody displays predatory behavior, we don't say, oh, you're out of here. It's not like that. But boy, when they've proven over time that they're not open to what we have to offer them, and they continue in that behavior, and we watch what it's doing to the group, that's where we spend the on our faces, Lord, would you please either touch them, heal them, or tell us when to tell them they can't be here. It's tough. And you do, all of us have that in our relationships at time to time where people just aren't good for you. The relationships aren't healthy, etc. It's tough, but it's a big deal. It's important. So, focusing on the true identity of being a gentle protector is the best way to activate the highest level of your brain. Your master fast track processor is the highest functioning level of your brain. It's like the Mercedes, right? All right, transformation. Most organizations believe we need to tell people how we want them to perform, then get them to agree to adopt to that behavior, then hold them accountable to their commitment. This method has proven to be a failure. One of the reasons is because it's based on fear. When you meet with your accountability group or leaders, you're only happy to be with them if you've performed well. If you failed, you usually feel fear or anger or some other negative emotion. Choice runs on the slow track of your brain, but identity runs on the fast track, which has executive control. Your fast track brain is supposed to be in the driver's seat with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And your slow track is supposed to be in the back seat. You need both. This means that who we are will determine what we do. Because your fast track is dominant, created by Yahweh to be dominant, as long as it's functioning, then it will determine who you are, and then based on who you are, that will determine what you do. Identity operates faster and more powerfully than choices. Yahweh designed us to win, to be able to be Christ-like. In addition to this, our brain thinks of who we are not only as an individual, but as having a group identity as well. And those two identities aren't the same necessarily, but they can't be separated. And we've all heard the phrase, birds of a feather flock together, and it's true. Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Your heart has a brain, your heart thinks. The four habits of excellent leaders are built around identity and belonging. Number one, remain relational. That's about belonging. Number two, act like yourself. That's your identity. Return to joy. That's being glad to be together in your group, right? Number four, endure hardships well. General protectors allow hard times to bring the group closer together. The real keys to transformation are belonging and identity. Amen. It's critical that you belong And if you don't feel like you belong, I would strongly encourage you to have a GE or two or three or whatever to make sure that in your past, when you didn't feel like you belonged, you haven't brought that forward to today, and your belief is telling you that you don't belong and that people aren't glad to be with you and that you don't, that you won't ever belong, because those things can dramatically impact you today, and you will project onto other people the truth that you don't belong and that people aren't glad to be with you. Accountability groups only work when there are gentle protector leaders. They will teach, model, and form strong relationships. A sense of belonging will develop, and a positive identity is created, which produces transformation in the people in the group. Yes, Ed.
I'm thinking about this sentence just to back a little bit. It just kind of gets stuck here because of the thought of what you just said and the importance, I feel like, the emphasis on this, asking the Lord, sitting here going, wow, Lord, okay. That sentence says, in addition to this, our brain thinks of who we are not only as an individual but as having group identity as well. They aren't the same, but they can't be separated. Birds of a feather flock together. And I was thinking about the statement that you just said, and one of the biggest things that I struggle with, if you will, is the place of where when you're in a group, I guess for the edification of our body here, I'm saying this in the sense of that the importance of what we bring collectively has such an impact on the outcome of the day. And just thinking about how that sense of community, because you spoke in that community part of it, it's important to the community, and that's what will hinder. So as leaders, what I'm thinking about is the depth of why we do what we do with regards to the GEs and the getting things healed, just to supporting what you're saying. I'm thinking about how we as leaders can see when someone is in that place where they're in the group, but they're outside of the community in the sense of where they're at within their own operating systems, right? And how maybe they might be in self-loathing, or they might be in, you know, whatever. And in that place of how do we respond to that is so important for us to have our healing for our identity be in the proper place so that we might not come back at them as accusatory or, you know, or hurting the group, hurting them more for the sake of the group. And I was thinking about how important that part of what we're doing with our God encounters, and how you continue to remind us, and Suzanne does it for me all the time, hey, honey, there might be a VLE there. Go back and let's get that cleaned up and healed. So I just want to come and support that as far as just what we've observed in the community and how that can affect everybody. But yet you can come back into community, and we don't want them to stay in that space and to pull out that life of the community.
Right. So. Absolutely. And the whole dynamic there of building a habit plays into this as well. If you've told yourself since you were 5 years old that you don't belong, or that nobody cares about you or nobody wants to be with you, and you've built that rut in your brain, and that thing is a habit, you can't stop it from projecting onto present day, because it's on autopilot. And when you get in with a group of people, that thing's going to flare up and say, you don't belong, they don't hear you, they don't see you, they don't listen, they don't want to talk to you. And the sad thing is that will project out, and the people that you're talking to, their brain hears you, your brain say that, and then their brain goes, oh, they don't want to be with me. And it's this dance that happens between people, and somebody, a gentle protector leader, can recognize that, hopefully, and instead of pulling back, proceed forward and communicate with their body language, with their tone of voice, with all of the attunement tools to try to break through that so that that other person can feel like they belong. Yeah. Deborah.
My notes under
transcription. We need a mic, please.
Back up under transformation, that one sentence, choice runs on the slow track of our brain, but identity runs on the fast track. I wrote above that, it popped into me, tell me if this is accurate. Under choice runs on the slow track, soul. Identity runs on the fast track, spirit. Because the identity, our spirit, is who we truly are in Christ. The soul is our seat of will, our choice, and so much paralleling with the importance of calling our spirit to attention and telling our soul to get in the back seat so that that one can, if we have that right, it's going to affect the other one.
You bet.
Yeah.
Because they're meant to work together.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just real quick. I am a lot of times, especially in really hard people in really hard places and even confrontations, I ask the Lord to let me see their heart through his eyes, because it puts me in a place to see beyond their behavior.
Right.
And it's the only, I found it's the best way to stay grounded in all of that, to try and help them beyond when I know they're doing this to me, but they don't really want to do this to me and push me away.
Right. Okay.
Identity is such a big deal.
Yeah. And gentle protector leaders hopefully will notice the hurt in other people, the fear in other people, the limitations of other people. And instead of backing away, they'll gently, you don't want to overpower either, but they'll gently come towards them. And for those who aren't quite at the gentle protector leader level, it's important that we understand that everybody's on their journey, everybody's in their process, and we can all respond like a gentle protector, all of us. And instead of coming in and controlling or managing somebody else, or even worse, according to Yahweh, point our finger at somebody and blame them or correct them in a without love. The Lord doesn't shine on that at all. He actually, Isaiah 58, 6 through 12, comes and says, stop doing that. We as gentle protectors need to be really careful with our tone of voice, and when we come in hard or black and white or you did or don't you ever do that again, or that kind of language is very not Christ-like. So, all right, let's keep going. We got a little bit more time here. Identity plus belonging equals transformation. True life-changing transformation happens when a person's identity changes and that person lives out of their new identity. We often think of transformation as watching somebody's actions and their behavior. And we think, oh, they've been transformed. They've stopped doing that. Well, maybe not. Maybe they've just reeled it in for 6 months because they got confronted, but they had no real heart change. And time will show that to be true or not. 2 Corinthians 5:17, I'm going to read it in the pure word, says, so that if any man is in Christ, a new of a different kind of creation, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are now occurring new of a different kind. That's true transformation. Yeah. A gentle protector leader deposits and creates a sense of identity into their group and helps them understand this is who we are. Therefore, this is how we live, behave, and act. That's what a gentle protector leader is meant to do, to communicate by the way they interact with other people, by the way they treat others, they model it, that this is who we are. Therefore, this is how we live, behave, and act. Let me add to that. This is how we treat other people. 2 Peter 1, 5 through 8 says, "Now, for this very reason also, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance, and in your perseverance, godliness, and in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the full knowledge of our Lord Yeshua the Christ." So this is fast track identity, this verse here. So if we want to be fruitful, I find it just amazing brotherly kindness is in here. You know, I have such a high value for kindness. I've told the Lord for years he's the kindest person I've ever met. That's one of his attributes that I just love, and I love it in people too, because Christ was so kind. Even when he had to correct the wickedness of the Pharisees, and he was kind in that he was trying to save their lives. It's important that we understand that our fast-track executive function creates motivation based on the mental interaction of our identity plus the identity of the group around us. This happens so fast we're not aware of it. Your brain is constantly making sure that you're staying true to who you are and to the group you belong to. It's also important to remember that your brain always has both an individual and group identity in its picture. It's right here in front of your brain. An immature brain, similar to children 12 years old and younger, always serves his or her individual identity. But as my brain matures, ages 13 up, the goal of serving my group identity can grow. As a matter of fact, our group identity can be so strong that adults will die to preserve their identity. We see that in gangs, suicide bombers, etc. Martyrs, Christians, that's how they can become a martyr, is their fast-track brain identity says, I belong to Christ. I cannot deny him. And he didn't deny me. I'm not going to deny him. And the group I'm part of believes the same thing, and that enables them to become a martyr. Terrorists, in this regard, uses the fuel of fear, which is very motivating. Throughout history, many Christians have chosen to be a martyr because of their individual and group identity, which we've already talked about. And in our case, it's the motivation is love for Christ and our people. For terrorists, it's fear. Gentle protectors use joy as their fuel. That I'm glad to be with you, love. Joy is less dynamic than fear, but it is more powerful. When someone operates and is motivated by fear, we see predators like Hitler, Stalin, ISIS, bullies, gangs. But when joy is the motivator, we see gentle protectors, Yeshua, Mother Teresa, Billy Graham, and other leaders who are gentle protectors. Your brain is a joy-seeking machine. Remember, joy is, I'm glad to be with you. Your brain is looking for someone who's glad to be with you. Whether you believe that or not, it's still true. And your brain seeks that I'm glad to be with you joy above every other human experience. When I make choices based on my identity as a child of Yahweh and based on the smiles of my people, the group identity, I do so because I want to be the person Yahweh created me to be. I make those choices because of who I am and because of the joy it brings to my people and to myself. Remember that your conscious mind operates like a dog on a leash. It operates to follow the identity and the reality of your fast-track brain. Your conscious mind, that slow track, cannot determine whether or not your fast-track brain is functioning. So your slow track just keeps on managing your life. And when your fast-track brain shuts down because it lacks maturity skills, your conscious mind, that slow track system, simply continues its slow pace to manage your life the best it can, unless it's been trained to notice the signs that your executive fast track system is no longer operating. Pretty intense. And I think this is such a big deal so that we can start paying attention to what we're not paying attention to. And recognize, oh boy, I'm in my slow track management brain right now. And if I'm in that part of my brain, people take second place. And getting the job done or accomplishing the goal that I have for myself right now becomes priority over the other people and the group. And it's super important that we get our fast track brain back online. And we're gonna look at all of that as we keep going with this teaching. All right, any questions? Yes, ma'am.
I wanna make sure I'm pulling all the pieces together in my brain correctly. So we learned about the 19 relational skills. Those are fast track system activities. And they're also habits. So as we work on those, we're training our fast track system and it becomes our default.
Autopilot, default, uh-huh. Yep.
Okay, all right, thank you.
That's well said.
I was just thinking in terms of, like, go back to the beginning of your day, every day, and in that place of what we're going to sow in, we're going to also, the sowing and reaping aspect of how our time spent being sensitive to the Lord and His Holy Spirit, availing the Holy Spirit to move in us, to show us. Because I was thinking about what you said earlier, that this can't be, you have to have had it modeled. Earlier you said that. This has to have been modeled. And I was thinking, I've never had this model before in my life. I've had managers, owners of companies that I work for that actually 2 degrees did, but there are places where I'm like, wow, I don't want to imitate or I don't want to emulate or manage by those methods that they, some of which were good and some weren't. And I was trying to think of where have I seen this, and I haven't seen it modeled in any human, but in the Lord I have. And in the, and that's where I was thinking about how there to do this, because unless it's been trained to notice the signs that this fast track system, how do we notice them? By the ways of the Lord, all of those things that he do are the righteousness of God, the justice, the love, the all the 1 Corinthians 13, the things that we get into our heart and our soul and our spirit. And I was thinking through these God encounters, through everything we're doing, it's the whole thing that's making up the bride, right? I mean, that place of the bride, is that, would you say that, I mean, because I'm trying to figure, like, who's modeled this to perfection? And so I just, in that place of being sensitive, so all I can do is go, oh, Lord, search me and see if there's be any wicked way. And not just like in that moment when I say that prayer, but throughout the whole day, that he would convict me to go, oh, wow, that wasn't a good response. So I'm going to fail in this perfection of doing this perfectly, but it's okay because I'm like you said, those 19 things, that God is transforming me and allowing that transformation to take place will perfect it. Like, he's got to perfect it. There's just no way I can do anything unless it's in portion and measure to chip away the old man and to make me new again in his identity in him, right, fully.
Right. And that is 100% true. This takes Yahweh. But that doesn't excuse our part in it. And we don't just sit back and go, oh, the Lord's going to perfect this in me. But we become aware of how he's wired us to operate and participate in that function. And then when we recognize that we're not, we don't just disregard it. We begin to ask him to transform us and again to learn how to check to see if your fast track system is operating or not by asking those two questions. Do I feel curious about that person right now? And do I feel appreciation about that person? And if I don't, I'm in my management brain. And then I can do the things that it takes to get myself back in that fast track. That the fast track, again, makes people more important than the problem. And that's what being a gentle protector is all about. Yes, Josh.
Yeah, going back to like dealing with offense and trying to avoid offense, something Yahweh is, you know, amazingly helped me, you know, overcoming offense and avoiding it more often is whenever I feel offended at a person, it sometimes takes longer than other times, but he reminds me that every time I feel offended at a person, in that moment, I'm believing that that person is the source of what I need, and I won't be okay and won't be joyful again until that person somehow gives me what I need, exactly how I need it. And the Lord reminds me, you know, Yahweh supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory. And he frequently does that by partnering with people. But when he partners with people to meet my needs, the people he partners with is not, they're not my source. Yahweh is. So when I remember that, like, as soon as I remember that, the offense melts away and I can, you know, forgive or just release the offense, even if there's nothing to forgive, and get back to joy. It's been incredibly helpful to just remember that he is my source in everything. That's good, Josh. And he frequently partners with people, but he's always the source of what I need.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Anybody else?
I have to say that is so true, but we really are helped by having gentle protectors around us demonstrating. That helps a lot, and that's what the blessing of this farm is. We don't all do it great, but when someone is a gentle protector to me, it just melts me and changes me. So it's to address what Rhonda said about we need to see it modeled to people. So what Ed says is 100% true. I rely on that so much, going to Yahweh. But I also really am thankful to be in a community where I can see it in action.
it just speaks so loudly to me for change. I just had to say. Thank you. It takes both. And not that any human's going to do it perfectly. We're not. But that's where we have grace for each other. Understand that that is our heart's desire. But I'm not going to point my finger at Suzanne if she doesn't do it perfectly. You know? The way your brain is made, your brain really does need to see it in a human. And that's why we're to be ambassadors of Christ. That means we represent him. And I think sometimes we forget the importance of modeling Christ. And every time we respond to somebody, every time we interact with somebody, that we model Christ as a gentle protector. And sometimes that means, now I've never called anybody a hypocrite or a whitewashed tomb or a dirty cup, you know. I've never done that. But I have had to point out some things, some truths to people. And that's being a gentle protector. Again, I want to say, don't get it in your head that means a gentle protector means always saying only good, loving, kind things that's going to make other people think so well of you. That's not the point. The point is not supposed to be us. It's the good of the other person. And sometimes that means we have to say tough things that they're not going to like or want to hear. That you're still being a gentle protector. All right, anybody else? All righty, we got it all figured out. Yeah, so we will continue on this fast track system in a slow manner because I really think it's a big, I know it's a big deal. And it's a different model. Because America pretty much has taught the management left brain slow track system to manage groups. And even the accountability group idea is modeled after the slow track. Instead of identity groups, having accountability groups. We'll look at that some more too. All right, let's pray and then we'll have lunch. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for what you've shown us. Would you help us supernaturally maintain and retain what you've taught us and what you're showing us and help us to understand so that we can obey and respond? We thank you for it. We thank you for being our model, for being a gentle protector. Oh, I just can't imagine if you weren't that. We wouldn't exist. None of us. This earth wouldn't still be here. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We thank you and praise you. And we ask, Yahweh, that you would be with every God encounter session this afternoon, that you would manifest your presence in ways that will continue to transform us. And we thank you so much for all that you've already done. You've just really been showing off in a holy way. And we just so thank you for it. We bless you, Lord. We ask that you bless our lunch. Bless our time together. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen. Amen.